This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Donald Trump is filling more key posts in his administration. Florida Representative Mike Waltz will be his national security advisor. He's expected to name Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. And he selected South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to be his Homeland Security Secretary. Here's correspondent Weijia Jiang.
She has very little experience when it comes to the sprawling agency of Homeland Security that she is now going to be leading if she is confirmed. But that doesn't matter to the president because she is a loyalist who has stood by his side for so many years.
Trump has promised the largest deportation in the nation's history. And Matt Piper reports immigration lawyers say they're ready for legal challenges.
While Donald Trump says he's going to fix the border,
the ACLU has been preparing for nearly a year now.
ACLU attorney Lee Gelernt says they've been getting calls even before Trump is back in office.
They're not oblivious to the fact that the American public wants reform to the immigration system. We do as well, but there has to be some balance. We can't tear children away from their families. We can't start using the military unlawfully for deportations.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Many January 6 defendants are asking for their court cases to be postponed until after the inauguration. CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane has that.
They're making the argument that Donald Trump hasn't been cryptic. He has pledged pardons for January 6 defendants and that it's needless, a waste of resources, and unfair to proceed with their cases between now and then if a pardon's going to happen after the inauguration.
The Biden administration says Israel has met the deadline to improve the access to humanitarian aid in Gaza. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder.
From a U.S. government standpoint, these are critically important steps. But again, we're going to continue having conversations about what else needs to be done to ensure that the Palestinian people can get the food that they need.
Aid groups say Israel hasn't done nearly enough. A National Guardsman has been sentenced for leaking classified information. Jim Krasula has that story.
Massachusetts Air National Guard member Jack Texera has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. The 22-year-old pleaded guilty to posting online highly classified military documents about the war in Ukraine. Federal prosecutors called it one of the, quote, most prolific and rare government leak operations. They wanted Texera to get a 17-year prison term.
A stubborn wildfire continues burning along New Jersey's border with New York.
The conditions we're facing are still pretty dire.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul, the fire has burned 5,000 acres. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The driver suspected in a Kenosha hit-and-run Saturday has been found and arrested. Police say a pedestrian was seriously injured when 69-year-old Leonel Vera Gonzalez hit them on Sheridan Road and 60th Street. Gonzalez has been charged with felony hit-and-run causing great bodily harm. A former Racine County principal has filed a federal lawsuit alleging he was illegally fired due to his sexual orientation. The lawsuit filed by Jeff Peterson names current and former Raymond school board members and a former superintendent. Officials from Kenosha Unified say they were aware of concerns regarding the 13-year-old student involved in the situation at Roosevelt Elementary last week. In a statement released yesterday, Kenosha Unified said they had received warnings about the teen, including concerns about images of airsoft guns. The district said that the images did not pose any threats and police weren't told about it. Racine Unified has partnered with an organization called Direct Admit Wisconsin to streamline college admissions. The program allows students to secure spots at select UW schools based on their junior year performance without submitting applications. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's award season in the MLB. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Damian Lillard says the Bucks are working hard to get back on track.
You know, we just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well, and not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a mostly cloudy sky, lows in the low 40s. And for tomorrow, more clouds around throughout the day, highs in the low 50s. Rain developing for tomorrow night. Into Thursday, highs stay in the mid 50s. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, the American people lost $12.5 billion to online criminals and scammers in 2023. This according to the FBI. 652 million of that went to romance and confidence scams. Scammers are getting bolder and more ambitious and bleeding older people especially, sometimes for hundreds of thousands of dollars at a time, if not millions.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh, people are changing. Look to your soul, look to your soul.
in your mind. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down every green field in every town, all of his children in every nation.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Ba 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 ba. Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, 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 Barbara. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann, Barbara
Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann.
I don't
We are Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and the Green Bay Packers on WRJN. Of course, the Packers coming off their bye week, back in action this Sunday against the Bears.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yep, Packers back in action this Sunday, 10 a.m. pregame kickoff at noon. And the Packers are brought to you locally on WRJN by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. By Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for more than 50 years. By Gabriel the Promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Listen to the Packers all season long on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Can you come out?
local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Going to be chilly tonight, of course. Partly cloudy and a low of 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. High of 52, maybe a couple of raindrops in the afternoon. Here are the Box Tops on WRJN.
I want.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Officials from Kenosha Unified say they were aware of concerns regarding the 13-year-old student involved in the situation at Roosevelt Elementary last week. In a statement released yesterday, Kenosha Unified said they had received warnings about the teen, including concerns about images of airsoft guns. The district said that the images did not pose any threats and police weren't told about it. Nearly every school in the county went on lockdown while authorities searched for the teen. Police say the suspect admitted to wanting to scare kids. A former Racine County principal has filed a federal lawsuit claiming he was illegally fired due to his sexual orientation. The lawsuit was filed by Jeff Peterson, and it names current and former Raymond school board members and a former superintendent. The suit follows a state finding of probable cause that Peterson's rights were violated. He's looking to get his job back or 10 years worth of pay, plus punitive damages. Former NFL coach Jack Del Rio's brief tenure with the University of Wisconsin has come to an end after a drunk driving incident. Del Rio, who joined the Badgers staff as a senior advisor earlier this year, was arrested Friday night after allegedly crashing into a sign and fence before leaving his car in someone's yard. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a mostly cloudy sky, lows in the low 40s. And for tomorrow, more clouds around throughout the day, highs in the low 50s. Rain developing for tomorrow night into Thursday, highs stay in the mid 50s. It's 46 right now.
Thank you.
the mystery continues. For decades, everyone's wanted to know, who is that song about? Carly Simon and You're So Vain on WRJN. A month before this song was released, she married James Taylor. She said it's definitely not about him.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
Sweet Caroline,
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. Some songs you may not have heard for a while. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays on WRJN.
Sunday afternoon, really couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine anything that's better. The world is ours whenever we're together. There ain't a place I like to be instead. Down a crowded avenue, do it. Anything we like to do. There's always lots of things that we can see. We can't be anywhere we like to be. All those happy people we could meet, just do it. Sunday afternoon, really couldn't get away too soon. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Ooh, yeah.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Mark your calendars for a week from Friday, November 22nd. You're going to want to be at Memorial Hall for an incredible Fleetwood Mac tribute show. All the Fleetwood Mac songs recreated with passion and artistry. You can get your tickets at the event page at festivalpark.com. Well, thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
Think of your fellow man. A helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. Just wait and see. Another day goes by, still the children cry. Put a little love in your heart. If you want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. All the world around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. Just wait and see people.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just